Member Care Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invites you to take a moment for your health. Lift up your hand. What do you see? Skin. As a matter of fact, everywhere you look on your body, you'll see skin. Freckled, fair, dark, sunburned, scratched. Skin growing hair, skin not growing hair. It presents a variety of appearances, but it's all skin. And it's important. There was a comedy song years ago called You've Gotta Have Skin, and one line said, "It's what keeps your insides in." And another line from that same song, "It fits perfectly. Yours fits you, and mine fits me." Well, that's probably true. But that's not the only thing your skin does for you. In the first place, skin is not just a covering, like a colorful polyester shrink wrap. It's a living, growing, constantly changing part of your body. You've heard of your heart, your stomach, your lungs, your liver, your kidneys. They're all organs, and they're vital to your existence. Well, this might surprise you. Your skin is the largest organ in or on your body. It's constantly working to keep you healthy. So let's see what it does for you. Your skin provides a protective layer and barrier against things like bacteria and ultraviolet light, which can be harmful. Your skin helps to regulate your body temperature. It does this by allowing you to sweat when necessary. It also pushes your blood inwards if you're in a cold place. This stops the blood from cooling down in your skin. In turn, this protects your internal organs by preventing them from becoming cold. How does your skin do this? Well, you may have noticed that when you're cold, your skin looks pale. It feels cool, and you get what we call goosebumps. The muscles around bones then shiver to burn energy and create heat for your body. It's an interesting process. Your skin helps to conserve water in your body. Your skin also helps you absorb sunlight, which your body needs to make vitamin D. Of course, you have to be careful here because too much sunlight can damage your skin. That's when you experience sunburn. We'll talk about that in more detail another time. One thing we will mention here, if you're living in a tropical location with plenty of sunshine and you're taking an anti-malaria drug such as doxycycline, be very careful how much sunshine you get. Avoid sunshine if possible. Cover up your skin if you must be out in the sunlight. Doxycycline is an antibiotic, and it happens to be in the family of antibiotics that can make the skin extra sensitive to sunlight. And this happens to about 40% of the people who use it. There are other things besides sunburn which you need to watch out for while caring for your skin. In a hot tropical-type climate, we've probably all experienced to some degree an affliction that goes by the name of prickly heat. It's not a very pleasant happening. Red, itchy spots break out in clusters on the parts of your body where you sweat the most. It happens most often to people who newly arrive in a hot climate after living in a place that was more moderate in temperature. What causes this thing called prickly heat? Well, apparently it happens because of droplets of sweat which form under the skin when the body's sweat glands, or if you wish, your pores, become blocked. It can happen anywhere on the body, but most often shows up on the thighs and chest. It can also show up on your face, your neck, and your back. In most cases, prickly heat will clear up on its own if the affected area is kept cool and dry. If possible, take a cool shower and let your body air dry thoroughly. Wear lightweight, loose cotton clothing. Calamine lotion can possibly help to relieve the itch. Hydrocortisone cream is also reported to help relieve the irritation. Another possible helpful suggestion includes an oral antihistamine. Or talcum powder with zinc oxide can also be soothing. In most cases, the prickly heat rash will go away in a few days. Next on our list of skin problems and what you can do about them is what is called a fungal infection. What's that? It's a fungus that grows on your skin. That doesn't bring a very pleasant picture to your mind, does it? If you have ever had athlete's foot, then you have had a fungal infection. Athlete's foot is a very common infection. It causes peeling, redness, itching, burning, and sometimes blisters and sores. It's caused by a microscopic fungus that lives on dead tissue of skin and toenails. It is treated with antifungal medication, usually a cream that is applied directly to the skin. The same cream is said to also work on jock itch, ringworm, which actually is a fungus infection, and diaper rash. Check the end of the transcript for names of recommended medications. Fungal rashes are also common under the arms or in the groin. Of course, it's much better to prevent the fungal infection in the first place rather than finding ways of soothing and curing it. This can be done by taking regular showers, if this is possible where you are. Wear lightweight, loose-fitting cotton clothing. Try to minimize sweating as much as possible. And for your feet, try to allow them to get some air by wearing open sandals. Avoid, if possible, wearing tight-fitting shoes like runners or trainers. Cuts and scratches are next on our list of possible problems to look after when taking care of your skin. We all get cuts and scratches. Most of the time, we probably largely ignore them unless they seem severe. But even a small scratch or cut can develop into something more serious if it's not cared for. This is especially true in hotter climates and places where medical services are not readily available. The first thing to do is to wash the wound. Yes, let's call it a wound, even if it is small. The skin is broken, infection can enter and multiply. So wash the wound with soap, if possible under running water. Apply an antiseptic lotion or cream. Keep the wound clean and dry at all times while it heals. That means keep it covered, especially when you're out away from home. If the wound becomes infected, seek medical help if possible. If not, there are antibiotic ointments that can be applied. Redness and swelling are two signs of an infected wound. There could be some discharge of pus from the wound. The area very likely is painful, and when you touch it, it could feel warm and hot. Insect bites are annoying. Insects like mosquitoes, the bites itch, and you want to scratch. It's very tempting. But generally, it's best not to scratch a mosquito bite. This only makes it more inflamed. An anti-itch cream is a good item to always have on hand in your first aid or emergency supplies. This can include an antihistamine cream which reduces the itch and also can take down the size of the swelling from the bite. Remember, a bigger reaction to an insect bite doesn't mean that you have more risk of picking up a disease from the mosquito. It does make it easier, though, to see if your strategy to avoid mosquito bites is working. Eczema is next on our list of things to watch out for and to care for where your skin is concerned. This is one skin problem that apparently can improve when you move to a warmer climate. However, it is possible for heat and wind and a very dry environment to dehydrate the skin and make the eczema worse. What exactly is eczema? It's a term that's given to a group of medical conditions that affect the skin. The most common type of eczema is a form of dermatitis. The skin becomes inflamed or irritated. Itchy is a common description of skin affected by eczema, no matter which part of the body is affected. Sometimes the itching will begin before the rash is seen, and that rash can appear on the face, the back of the knees, on the wrists, the hands, or the feet, as well as possibly some other areas. In places that are affected, the skin will mostly appear very dry. It might be thickened or even scaly. If you're afflicted with eczema, do your best to keep your skin cool and well moisturized. For clothing, if you can pick cotton or linen, that would be best, as those materials allow your skin to breathe. We've said that already, haven't we? Greasy, moisturizing creams may be uncomfortable during hot daytime hours. In that case, it would be best to use a lighter cream when the weather is hot. One type of eczema is known as contact eczema or allergen eczema. In this, the rash is triggered by an allergy to certain chemicals, such as nickel and perfumes and some forms of rubber. That's just a small start to the list of the chemicals that can start an allergy reaction and a rash. Moisturizers and steroid creams can sometimes help, but sometimes the individual might be allergic to an ingredient in the creams, so careful testing needs to be done before applying it liberally. Salt water can be a problem for eczema. It has been known to make it worse for some people. On the other hand, some have reported that swimming in salt water seems to help. Again, test for yourself and make note of the results. When you're through swimming, a shower afterwards in fresh water would be a good idea, and then apply a layer of emollient to the affected areas. What is emollient? An emollient is a moisturizing cream which helps to keep the outer layer of your skin soft and pliable. If your flare-ups of eczema are more serious, try and contact a doctor. He or she may recommend some kind of antibiotic. And we have one more potential skin problem to look at quickly. That is psoriasis. If you have psoriasis, then you know exactly what it is, what it looks like, and what it feels like. Psoriasis is a long-term or chronic skin problem that causes skin cells to grow too quickly. This brings the result of thick, white, silvery, or red patches on the skin. Normally, your skin cells replace themselves about every 4 weeks. But in psoriasis, the new skin cells come to the surface quickly and form thick patches. These can be small or large. They can show up on different parts of the body, and they can sometimes join together to form large patches. If you have psoriasis, your doctor can give you advice and recommend the best creams to use for your situation. If you live in a malaria country, keep in mind that the anti-malaria drug chloroquine has been known to make psoriasis worse for some people. If you have psoriasis, then it is recommended that you avoid chloroquine. So, you have skin. It's important for your health and for you. Take care of it, and it will serve you well by doing the job it was designed for. A Moment for Your Health is a copyright feature of MemberCare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.